Say boom, boom, boom. Now that I'm here, say wayo. I really hope a lot of you at least.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Thought wayo. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. They have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design mm-hmm. a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like,
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's it's an anti-movement, really.
Oh,
it's a non-movement
good.
Movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should
be. I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay, I wouldn't. But
so it's more of a fitnessnah.com
It's more of a fitnessnah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace.
Don't worry, Jake is a part of it. He's not here now. I don't know. He said he was going out for chocolate almond milk 2 weeks ago, and I haven't seen him since, which is, Anyway, we recorded this episode luckily before he left, so please enjoy. Oh yeah, don't worry, things got real. Peace.
Sometimes you're in a sticky situation, a dire strait.
I am blazed, high, stone, and gone.
You can hear me straight. If I were you, here's what I would do. Go to Starbucks in a muck, then I tie the noose. Advice podcast with some nerdy Jews. Fake names make it so you don't know who's who. Ask them a question and they'll answer any sitch. Even if Amir's wrong, you can ask the pinch. Pinch a nipple, punch a cripple. Email if you're in a pickle. Mom, turn off the podcast while I say that pussy trickle. 'Cause I'm here to seize the cheese, and trust me, that was the first time that I sneezed. This advice is what they say and they believe in. If you can't handle being put in blast, you should leave. And fuck the fucking beats, shit ass. Put it back.
Okay.
Ends on a joke. That's good.
A little jokey joke.
A jokey joke indeed.
That was written, directed, produced, starring, recorded.
Who had the flow is what I want to know.
His name is Arya.
Love it.
His website is musicsaf.com.
He has music.com as his fucking domain name?
No, musicsaf.
M-U, spelled correctly, M-U-S-I-C.com.
S-A-F.
Music.com. All right, everybody.
Visit, I guess, music.com. It must be one of the most trafficked websites anyway.
Yeah, that's a solid five-letter, single-word domain.
How do you spell SAF?
S-A-F. MusicSAF.com.
It's not a bad domain name either.
Yeah. It's not a good one.
Not the best.
Yeah.
It's no blue.com.
Yeah.
That blue.com would be pretty good.
I feel like if you're going to do music something, it should be like a noun. Like musicpie.com.
Oh, music worm. That's kind of cool.
Let me check if that's available. Music worm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Is it available?
Music worm.
Music worm, is it good?
It is not available, though you can buy it right now for $4,000. Let me check if Music Pie is available. Music Pie is not available either.
How much is that one for sale for?
It's not. No, they're not even making
everybody,
it.
They know it's a gold mine.
Yeah. you don't just sell. You don't sell
no,
art.
Not when you got Music
you
Pie.
You sit on it and you collect it. Give me another noun.
Music curtain.
That's a little cumbersome. I don't even want to waste
okay,
a
domain. Right, sorry, search. I was just looking around the room. I shouldn't have done that.
I need like a single syllable noun. Oh, that's good.
Thank you.
He's back. Music fish is taken.
I didn't trust my gut. That was the problem.
Music fish is taken.
Really?
Music mucus.
Music mucus? You really want to use it on a two-syllable?
I know, but it's kind of fun to look at. Musicmucus.com is available.
Well, of course it is. People don't really know how to spell mucus.
How would you spell it?
M-U-C-H-U-S.
Mucus.
Mucus? I don't know how music you spell tuchus. Mucus.
I spell it M-U-C-U-S. All right, let's do
it. Well, look up how to spell mucus.
Yeah. Now we're just getting further into the rabbit hole. 43 minutes later. All right, boogermucus.org.
Look up how to spell it.
You don't trust me on M-U-C-U-S?
I do, kind of.
Mucus. M-U-C-U-S.
Defined as...
Yeah. Mucus, snot, or phlegm.
Try it with an H. See if there's two ways to spell it.
Yeah, there's the old Yiddish way to spell it.
Yeah.
Machis.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's much. You're thinking of muchas gracias.
All right.
I remember.
Moving on. Music plant.
Yeah, music. Oh, that's good. Music plant. Music. I can't believe how long this is going. It's taken. Music button. Ew. That'll be taken, right?
That one's got to be taken.
Music button.
No one is interested in this system.
Okay, wait, I got one. While spelling music button, it searched music butt, and music butt is available.
Whoa, music butt. That's really good.
Hey, so Music Saf, I'm going to email you before. If you want more traffic to your website, purchase musicbutt.com. I'll let you know before this episode comes out so you can.
Yeah.
You know what? Everybody go to musicbutt.com. That's his new website. Musicbutt.com. Thank you.
You can make it forward to Music Saf. It's
and
not hard.
That is our time. Thank you very much. This has been the Domain Name Suggestion Show.
Thank you.
I am Roger.
I am Tom.
That is Ebert.
What?
I'm Roger. You're Ebert.
Okay.
Weird coincidence. We were both named after. Yeah, this is live.
Is he still alive?
Oh, no, he's dead.
And he also passed. Gene Siskel.
Also passed.
A long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
R.I.P.
Hey, this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast, though you wouldn't know it, on the internet, hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Josh.
And we are just having a wacky, wacky good time. It's been a long day for us, so we're a little bit loopy. We're high off life. how does this show work? People who are in dire need of our advice, email us at ifireyoushow@gmail.com. And then we answer those questions on this here podcast.
That is the best you've ever done. That's the best you've ever done.
If this is it, please let me know.
We should
replay
this.
Yeah, replay this in your head
before every single show.
Like I'm studying for my bar mitzvah. I'll put it on a cassette tape and I'll press play. And I'll listen to it on
a
Walkman before I go to bed.
It was so perfect.
So should we get this party started, right?
Why not?
Well, I'll tell you why not. We need a fake name because these real emails from real people have to be disguised a little bit to preserve their anonymity.
Ooh, that's true.
So why don't you give this person, I'll read the first email, you give me a fake name for them.
Okay.
It's a teenager, if that helps.
Oh, yeah, a teenager. We'll call him Roger Klotz.
Oh, I like that. Very funny. We'll get to that later. Hey guys, I'm a 17-year-old girl from London.
Whoa.
Maybe we should change her name to Patty.
Yeah, you said
I said a teen. Yeah, and right. your sexist mind couldn't even compute the fact that a girl could write an email. Is that what it is?
Let's keep her named Roger.
All right, a female named Roger writes, I'm a 17-year-old girl from London, so please forgive me for my English grammar. This Friday, there's a party for 15 to 18-year-olds in and around my borough. The hosts are calling it an after-exam celebration. I have a few questions about this. One, will it be weird if I go to this party because I'm 17? Am I too old? Two, I'm not sure if any of my closer friends will be up for it. I haven't asked them yet, but I'm sure I'll see people I know. For safety and social reasons, is it bad that I show up alone? Three, as I'm sure you can tell, I haven't been to many teen parties, and that's where my concerns are coming from. That first one I went to was for my friend's 18th birthday in May. I had fun, I danced and drank a bit, but I got a little self-conscious because I saw a girl who knew me as a really studious person. I felt somewhat awkward, and I kind of just sat down for an hour and a half until my mom picked me up. I just really want to know how one acts at a party. Thanks. Love, Roger Klotz.
Tell you what, Roger, don't go to the party.
Yeah.
I think after hearing your email, you're not the kind of person I'd want around.
She can relax. I'm fine. I just want to know. I just want to know, what if somebody sees me and she thinks I'm studious?
Yeah. Sorry. It's for 15 to 18-year-olds and I'm 17. Am I too old for the party? Yeah. If I go, should I go with alone or with friends? Is that fine? I went to a party before and I saw a girl that I knew there and I just freaked out. So I sat down for an hour and a half and then my mom came and got me. I'm really looking forward to this party. Tell me if I should go.
I'm kind of nervous because I'm in the age range, but is that too old?
If you say that I should go, I have a couple follow-up questions for you. Namely, what time should I show up? What time should I leave? How many beverages should I consume? And should they be beer? Should they be liquor? Should they be a wine? Should I smoke a cigarette if I'm offered? Should I take a puff of weed if I'm offered? If I'm not high, do I ask to smoke more weed or do I pretend that I'm high? If I pretend that I'm high, will people know that I'm pretending that I'm high? What if I get too high? What if my mom comes and picks me up and she's late and I'm waiting for her outside and somebody comes up and talks to me? How do I start a conversation? What will I say to them?
You don't always have to ask questions. You don't always have to know the answer. Sometimes you just show up at the party and you let the... You go with the flow.
Oh, yeah. That's where that phrase comes from.
It's a little song I made up. It's called Go With The Flow. Go with the flow. Oh, oh, oh. Go with the flow. Oh, go with the flow. Oh, oh, oh. Go with the flow.
Cut to her singing this at the party. Everyone's throwing, I don't know, scotch eggs at her. What do English people eat at parties? What
scotch
if I'm
eggs.
Off of that food?
You nailed it with scotch eggs.
It's a scotch egg party.
What is a scotch egg?
I believe it's an egg that's rolled around in some sort of dough and then deep fried. I just love how I feel like everyone has these questions, but they're micro thought of at the party. They just like ruffle through your mind while you don't really consider them. She's actually like taking the time to like sit down like, yeah, I'm not sure if any of my friends will go. Should I go alone? When should I get there? For safety and social reasons, is it bad to show up alone? Like, these are the micro thoughts that you have when you're walking into a party, but you can try to... Maybe that's what the alcohol is for. It sort of numbs that analytical part of your brain, and it just, like, says to yourself, hey, none of this stuff actually matters. It's a party.
Yeah.
As far as the age range is concerned, you told us it's a party for 15 to 18-year-olds. You're not even... 15 or 18, you're not even borderline. You're if you're not 16,
the perfect age to go to this party.
16 and 17 are the two good ages.
That's the sweet spot,
you're
Roger.
There. If anything, 17 is better because then you're a little bit older.
Yeah, you got the upper hand.
You have the perfect age for it.
Mm-hmm.
15 to 18-year-old, 17, boom, perfect. If it's bad if I show up alone, I guess it's a little weird. You don't want to.
I don't think it's weird.
In.
I think it's fine. I don't think you can personally handle it.
Me or
no?
Her.
This girl. I think she's got her. I think she's got
just
too much.
Just go
on her
with
mind.
Somebody.
Go
that
with
way,
one
at
friend.
At the very least, you can talk to them
and have a glass of wine before you do.
You'll get a little.
Well, she's 17. I don't know what the drinking age is in London or
it's
whatever.
It's probably 18.
Okay,
it's 18.
Don't do anything that I said then.
Yeah.
Obey the law.
Yeah.
Of course.
I think that'll be the most fun type of party.
Yeah.
An obey the law party.
Obey the law party. None of it matters. Nothing matters. We're all going to die. We're all here for, we're all pathetic little butterflies that are flapping our wings and nothing's important. Nothing lasts forever. We're all dust in the wind. Do whatever you want. Don't take the party so seriously.
But, like, honestly, girl, like, you got it going on.
Yeah.
Like, if you're, like, listening to this show,
honey,
heck, I like your
sweetheart.
Chances.
Yeah. I think you're a dime. You're a dime.
Or whatever that, whatever.
And not a dime a dozen.
A ten pence.
You're a real dime.
Piece.
A ten pence piece.
Yeah.
A tenth of a quid.
You're a pound.
tenth of a pound, specifically. Yeah, chill out, relax, have fun.
You're beautiful. You're going to have fun at the party if you don't think so much.
And the more parties you go to, the more relaxed you'll be. That's the first true. Party you go to, you're going to be a little freaked out. That's why when you saw someone you know. Oh, by the way, you will see people that you know at this party too.
Ideally.
Yeah. But when, don't freak out. Don't just sit down and wait until your mom comes.
A valuable thing that everybody should know is that no one is paying more attention to you than you are to yourself.
Right. That's so especially true at like dance parties.
If you think that girl saw you and she's like, oh, she usually studies. This is so strange. And then she told people, she saw you and was like, okay. And then she was like deep into her own insecurities and like what guy she wanted to kiss or how much she was drinking or what time
maybe
she was
her hips like, or the silhouette of her hips looks like a pumpkin.
Yeah.
Or something. What? I don't know.
A pumpkin, yeah.
Maybe.
Everybody has their own hangups and you're getting lost in yours thinking that other people are thinking about your hangups, but they're not. They're just thinking about their own. And the best thing you can do is set them free and just go off and have a good time and be like, hey, nobody cares. Everybody's going to die. We're all beautiful.
What's your hangup when you walk into a party?
I guess I would like to be, I don't know, when I walk into, like, what am I insecure about?
Yeah, what are you hoping nobody or everybody notices about you?
I don't think I'm really thinking it. Like, when I walk into a party, what am I thinking about?
Yeah.
I guess I don't want to look like I'm alone or like I don't know where I'm going.
Right.
So I wouldn't want to, but I don't really think about this a lot at all. But I guess it would cross my mind if I like walked in somewhere and I didn't know how to get a drink. I wouldn't like that. I wouldn't be like, I don't want to be like, oh, where's the.
You don't want to ask anybody.
Right, where's the bar? And I'm like, I'm walking around and I don't know what's going on. I also don't really like to be seen waiting in the bathroom line. That looks like I'm like a weak guy with a bad little bladder.
Oh,
I'm just like, I'm going to do something private. Excuse me.
So if you have to use the restroom and there's a line, you just don't wait.
I guess I would if I really had to use the restroom, but it's on my mind when I'm waiting.
But you don't like to be seen waiting.
Yeah,
for
like
anything.
if I'm waiting in line for the restroom, which I will do. It's not like I'm above waiting in it.
Right.
But like, I would feel vulnerable. Like if I was waiting in line for the restroom and like an attractive girl came up and she saw me and she's like, hey, how are you? I'd be like, oh, this is sad. I don't want her to know that I'm have to pee.
Because maybe there's nothing cool you could do when you're waiting in line.
Like, yeah, just like you're looking at your phone, it's kind of like
nobody wants to be like the guy at the party. I look at you and you're on Instagram.
Yeah, I would really, that's one of my insecurities at a party. It's like, I don't want to be on my phone.
Right.
Very much don't want to be on my phone. And it's hard because sometimes you're like meeting people at that party too. You're like, oh, my friends are texting me. They need to know how to get here.
Or like, yeah, even texting, which is relatively cool, is still a little bad.
It looks a little lame. Everybody on a phone just looks lame at a party. You look
weak.
Like a yeah.
You look like you need. It's like you might as well be playing a game on your phone.
Right. Looking across like a crowded bar or something, and just seeing like people's faces illuminated with the blue light of shame. Like, oh no, that person's not in the moment. That person's not enjoying themselves. That person does not have fun. What's your thing?
Maybe style, like a specific thing that I'm wearing. Like, remember when we were at the party recently and everyone told me to button up my short sleeve shirt all the way to the top?
Yeah.
So, like, when I have that going on, I just can't not think about that. And I hope to God, one, it doesn't look stupid. And two, if it looks cool, it's not like, oh, who's that guy trying to look cool?
Did you think about it all night when you had it on?
Maybe not all night, but it like definitely like when I meet someone, I'm like, oh gosh, they're looking at that button, that specific button that I have buttoned. I have to like act like I created this trend, even though I'm last person to join it. Maybe since then it's changed because it's been a week, but yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it looks cool when you do it.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate
it. You're welcome.
Well, I did it because you said it would look cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Moving on.
Oh, I don't know if that toot picked up on microphone, but Jake just tooted.
No, you tooted.
No, I did not toot.
That was your toot.
I didn't toot.
Yes, you did.
Mine aren't high pitched like that.
Neither
are flappers.
Mine. You just.
Mine are whoopee cushion.
No, you just farted.
They're deep staccato.
I resent this.
Drrr.
I resent this.
Mine sound like the drum.
Mine sound like a drum.
All right, dude. You're really being really competitive right now.
I'm still playing level 48.
All right. Ooh, another female.
BB Bluff.
Wow, going the B-sides.
Thank you.
BB Bluff writes, hey guys, so my sister recently got engaged, and even though the wedding isn't until next year, I've been thinking a lot about it. I am a lesbian, and my girlfriend and I have been dating for about a year and a half now. I love her with all my heart, and I want to take her to the wedding. The only problem is my future brother-in-law's grandparents slash family are very traditional and think my sexual orientation is a sin and that I will burn in hell. I really want to take my girlfriend, but I am worried that it will cause his family to be upset, and I don't want to create any problems. My sister and her fiancé are very supportive of us, but I'm still not sure. I don't just want to take her and act platonically. Should I not go with her, or just say, fuck you, and take her anyway? Thanks, BB Bluff. Or should I just say, fuck you, to them, and take her anyway?
Quick answer, fuck you, take her anyway.
See, that's what I thought you'd say. But think about it a little bit. She might ruin, not that she will do it, but bringing the girlfriend might ruin the wedding. She doesn't want to be responsible for that.
It won't ruin the wedding.
It might if all these people are angry at her.
They won't be.
But what if they are?
Then they can fuck off.
But they're...
Okay. They can rot in hell.
So they're the ones... But if
because it's their hate.
Yeah.
It's their vitriol.
It's their hate. But is it by bringing it this...
Hate can't dictate. You can't dictate with hate. All right?
So
never. Never.
So if they're like, we will walk out of the wedding, the entire family will walk out of the wedding, if you bring the girlfriend, you would still say, yeah,
that's
I'm
on you.
Her.
Yes, of course.
Even and then you feel like you're taking...
You are on the wrong side of history
right
now,
you're taking the moment away from... Your, not that I agree with
no,
these
No, you're
people.
Sharing the moment with your loved ones, and they should be sharing the moment with their loved ones and that person's loved ones, and these two loved ones aren't saying to anybody that you shouldn't invite your loved ones.
No, no.
So anybody that's making this about... They're making it about hate when it should be about love.
Yeah. And I don't side with the quote-unquote enemy here.
The bigots, yeah.
But at the same time, what if you bring them and then it just creates... Bring your girlfriend and it creates this weird situation where the wedding is ruined and you have that on your conscience a little bit.
It wouldn't be on your conscience. It shouldn't be on your conscience. You didn't ruin the wedding. You just brought a date. You brought somebody you love to the wedding.
So let's say you were dating... I guess you can't be dating a lesbian. Let's say you were dating like an Asian woman and your brother was getting married and the brother's wife's entire family vehemently hated Asian people, and where they were like, if I see an Asian person at this wedding, it's going to create a huge chaotic mess,
well,
and it'll disrupt the wedding.
This
and
is
then
all
you're
in
like,
that lady's head, first of all.
That's true. Yeah, this might not be true. They might just like
nobody like.
And be
I don't
angry.
Think. Yeah, it's insane for them to be like, we hate lesbians so much that if one shows up at our wedding party,
we'll leave.
Yeah, nobody's looking at the groom's sister's date.
Right, but
I think you're going to fly under the radar more than you think.
But you can see why she's apprehensive. She doesn't want to create take any attention away from her sister.
All I can imagine is, fuck the spouse's parents
right.
for their hate.
Yeah.
All I can imagine is her saying, like, to her loved one, I don't want to subject you to their scorn.
Right.
You don't deserve that.
Right.
I wouldn't, like, any amount of discomfort that the bigots feel, I think is justified, and I think they deserve to be punched in the throat for
oh,
the way
wow.
they
punched?
Think. Yeah, I think
punched,
they should be punched.
Physical violence. Physical violence.
I think it's about time we rose yeah. against bigots.
Physically.
Yes, physically.
That is an interesting theory. Is it legal to punch someone if they're being racist towards you?
Racism is illegal, isn't it?
I don't think it is.
Being racist is not illegal.
Thinking racist thoughts is not illegal.
Right.
Stupid freedom of expression and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Why can't we just create a world where racism was outlawed?
It should be.
Can't we just make racism illegal?
Should be. We should.
Is that? I wonder if that exists anywhere in the world where it's like if you have negative thoughts about other people based on...
Do you have a racist dream?
Yeah. Would you say that's a utopian future?
I don't know. It sounds like a little dystopian future if people can see your dreams.
It's definitely an interesting philosophical debate.
For sure.
Should racism be illegal? I'm going to Google that later.
We're going to put up the question on musicbutt.com.
A message board.
Weigh in.
So you're saying bring her.
Of course.
I say ask your lady friend if she even wants to go to this wedding based on all the information. You don't want to bring her there and then have like blindside her with his hate. What if this, well, yeah, what if this lady friend doesn't want to go? Yeah,
lay the cards out on the table, but you shouldn't be like... Don't present the information in a way that makes it sound like you don't want her to go, too. You don't want to be like, hey, this wedding is coming up. This whole family doesn't even want you there. Do you want to come? You should be like, hey, this wedding is really important to me. I would love to have you there. I just don't want you to feel uncomfortable. These people are bigots. These people are assholes. But I want you there, and I think we can still dance the night away and have a great time. And, you know, if their hate gets the best of them, it won't get the best of us.
Yeah. That's a good line. The hate won't get the best of us.
I don't think so. If anything, it should unify you guys and make you stronger.
If anything, you should get married that day.
What?
You want to steal attention from your sister? You get married.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
You guys bump and grind on the dance floor. Yeah. And then, like, as you're mid-69, yeah. As the father's hanging his head in shame, saying, I would have been fine with anything but this. You've turned this entire thing into a mid-coitus.
Yeah, a sex show.
And then you say, will you marry me to your girlfriend? And you use the same priest and the same catering. Yeah, so in a way, this bigot father actually paid for the wedding.
Yeah, hopefully, fortunately enough, gay marriage is legal in this state, that the other marriage, the wedding is happening.
You better believe.
You never want to be the last state that legalizes something.
Right. So finally Wyoming is just like, fuck it.
Right. Everyone knows you were last, Wyoming. It could be legal in Wyoming. We don't even know Wyoming. No. I would
imagine it's not.
I would estimate it's an Alabama. An Alabama or a Mississippi will be
that
the last.
That goes last?
Yeah. We're looking at 49 and 50 right there.
I don't know.
Smart money's on Alabama. I'll check the Vegas book, see what they have, what the line is on last state Mississippi. To legalize Mississippi.
Yeah, because Alabama's got some colleges in
it. Yeah. Liberal hubs for sure. Yeah.
Tuscaloosa. Right.
Good luck. Godspeed. Let us know how the wedding is. Bring your lady friend.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Do it.
It's a wedding.
You got to do it.
Weddings are fun because it's other people paying for you to have fun. They're not fun for the people getting married.
Right.
But they're fun for the guests.
Well, it's fun to celebrate love.
Yeah, that's true.
Weddings aren't just fun because they're free shit, dude.
Well, it's like a free dinner.
Also, weddings are kind of expensive.
Yeah, not for you. Oh, for the person going?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not if it's like, let's say someone's getting married in LA. I just slap on a suit, go have a really nice free dinner, a nice dance party.
What about the wedding that we had to go to, that we got invited to, that we enjoyed in San Francisco?
Oh, that chore?
That was...
That punishment, you mean?
Yeah. All right, never mind. I'm sorry. Canal Atlanta forever.
I love you guys. You were almost booed out of that one for bringing your Asian lesbian girlfriend, remember?
Yeah, but that was only because I had just met her that night.
All right. Should we take a break or answer one more question? Let me check the time. We can answer one more question.
Okay.
We need a dude's name.
Skeeter Mosquito Valentine.
His name is Mosquito?
His real name is Mosquito.
Terrible name. I shall name you after the bug everyone hates. Hey, the bee. I guess bee is a nice name. Mosquito Hornet. Is a bad one. Wasp also
that's
terrible.
The worst one. Yeah, wasps are the worst because they're ornery and they're mean and they can sting forever.
Yeah. They're like bees, but the boss. Mm-hmm. The boss level in a bee game. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Hey guys, I recently joined in on the Tinder game. My initial intention was to use it to meet girls in my area who were interested in a casual one-night stand type relationship.
Pretty standard so far.
Yeah. Yep, that's correct. Last week, I matched with someone almost instantly and got her number. When we started talking, I found out she lived about a two-hour drive away from Sydney, Australia, and was only there for the day, although she said she came down frequently. My problem here is this. After about a week of constant talking, I've started to develop feelings for this person I haven't even met yet. I still want to have sex with her, but I don't want to go too deep, no pun intended, and become involved in a not only serious but long-distance relationship. We have a lot in common and both seem to find each other very attractive. So do I continue on further down this rabbit hole of emotion and uncertainty, or do I abort and keep on swiping? Advice from both of you is appreciated, and even though he cops heaps of crap for these kinds of things, I will take Amir's advice just as seriously as Jake's. Thanks for your help.
Yeah, you got to be careful here, dude. You do not, don't. It sounds like you guys are on the fast track towards marriage. You said you've been messaging for a week and you haven't met yet, but you find each other very attractive and you have a lot in common. So that sounds like you guys are, I mean, exclusive at this point, to be sure.
At the very least, in love. I say you pull the pull of Dave Coulier and cut it out.
Cut it out. You got to cut this bitch off, dude.
Nip it not only in the bud, but before the bud.
She's obsessed with you right now, and it's not healthy. It's not good. She's suffocating you. It's been a couple days now.
I applaud this guy for being so against relationships that he's willing to cut off a relationship because he has something, he likes this girl over text.
What you have is called a crush.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
I have to stop it right now. I can only sleep with people I don't like.
It has to be completely meaningless.
Yeah, it has to be absolutely platonic. God, can you imagine? Worst case scenario, I meet this girl and I don't even want to say it, but like her.
Yeah, there's a zero tolerance policy here.
Imagine if I liked her. I can't imagine that. And then what? We just get along?
Yeah, right now we don't hate each other.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But he is trying to be very pragmatic and avoid a long distance thing so early on in the game.
Well, yeah, he's not being pragmatic, he's being neurotic. He hasn't even met the person yet.
Right. But if he does meet her and he does like her and he does end up in a long distance relationship?
God forbid you meet her, like her, and fuck her. I mean, shit. That'd be horrible, right? I think you have the you've got this incredible out of, I don't want to seriously date anybody that lives 2 hours from me.
Oh, that's a good
one. So there you go. Sleep with her. Or don't sleep with her just to sleep with her. But I mean, meet up with her, hang out, see if you like her, see if you guys vibe, see if she likes you, see if you guys want to explore that part of a relationship. That's all good. That's all cool. And then if, you know, she wants more and you don't, then you can be straight up with her and just say, I don't want to get into a relationship with somebody that lives so far away.
But you do sort of understand a little bit, like, if you're in a mode of, like, I don't want to be in a relationship, and you start liking someone, don't you also find yourself sometimes, like, wanting to cut it off before it gets too serious?
I've never, ever had the problem of, like, starting to like someone by accident. I always don't like anybody. I don't know what that is, to be like, oh, no, I'm getting close to you, and I didn't want this. It's just like, oh, okay, I don't like you or care about you at all, and
right. You
could
just,
all good.
You never did, or you could just turn it off after bonage?
I can turn it on and off like lights.
Yeah, actually easier than lights, because sometimes you forget to turn lights off.
Yeah.
While you always just constantly dislike people.
These are automatic lights. Yeah. Lights I don't even have to think
not
about.
Not even the clapper that requires you to just
clap
twice.
They're not a clapper. They're not a dimmer. These are outdoor garage lights.
Yeah.
The automatic ones that you feel like you've never had to replace, you never have to think about, on and off, totally convenient. Yeah.
And they are fluorescent.
So when I start
to
get emotional, it's just, nope,
pitch black.
I'm not. Yeah.
Just abject. Black you can't even tell if your eyes are open or closed. It is just pitch, tar, empty black.
My eyes are open, my eyes are closed, my heart is broken, and so is my nose.
Your nose really is broken, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you walked into the garage door.
Yes.
It was too dark.
The lights did not go on.
So what would you suggest?
I would
keep talking to her?
Yeah.
Worst case scenario, you like a girl.
No point in cutting somebody off before you even meet them. That's very, very premature.
Yeah.
That's crazy premature. You downloaded Tinder to have a one-night stand. You've accidentally been chatting with a girl for a couple days. That's okay.
See what happens.
Yeah, I don't think you're getting too close right now. I don't think that's happening at all.
Yeah, but he is doing it right. He's in Australia, so I can only assume everyone's just very attractive.
Yeah.
I've never met an Australian that was under 6'5", 210 pounds.
We should go to Australia, right?
Oh, yeah, we should go to Australia.
I really would like to go.
Let's make a pact right now. We never go to Australia, because I'm afraid of meeting this girl.
What?
Yeah, and falling in love with her.
Yeah,
and right now I'm sort of into like that single life.
We're getting close with her.
That single life, though.
Yeah, that single life. That single life.
Though. All right. Now we can take a break.
Thank you.
Finally.
Is there anything you wanted to discuss or chat about?
Stretch our stuff out. I don't know if there was anything we wanted to talk about specifically.
Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
That's amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Bark box. Yeah, bark box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. Congrats. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Saving
most of it yours.
The average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rocket Money.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah. Thanks, BetterHelp.
Jake, I don't know if you know this, but we sort of all carry around different stressors, big and small.
Yeah. No, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I've heard that. I've heard some people do that.
And if you're anything like me, you just sort of keep it bottled up inside and never complain or talk about it to anyone ever.
Very deep, deep, deep down.
Yes. You put on a facade, as they call it.
Yes. And a masquerade.
But when we do that, it starts to affect us negatively. It's not healthy. It's not good. That's why I use therapy, which is a safe space to get things off your chest. And there's no better way to use therapy than with BetterHelp.
Ah, very nice.
So if you've been hearing a lot about therapy and you've been wanting to give it a try, but you don't want to, you know, go through the hassle of finding a therapist, driving their awkward waiting rooms, give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suitable to your schedule.
Perfect.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Ooh. Love it.
It helps to get things off your chest. It helps to talk about it.
Right.
So get those things off your chest with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/segments. You go there and you get 10% off your first month.
Ooh, all right. Segments, folks.
Yes. BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
To get matched with your therapist as soon as possible. And if you use that coupon code by going to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll get 10% off your first month.
Nice.
Give it a try. It'll help.
Yeah.
With BetterHelp.
What else? Summer is almost over.
It's crazy. It flew by, didn't it?
Yeah, we were looking forward to summer all year long. And by the time this episode comes out, it'll be mid-August. We're recording this in January. By the time this episode comes out, it'll be mid-August.
It's crazy to think about.
August, when you're in high school, August sucks.
Yeah, August
is like,
Sunday.
Oh, God, it's August over. Is, it's over. This is it. And it's what now?
August is the Sunday of the summer.
Have I said that before? And your birthday's in August.
Yeah.
Is that a bad thing?
My birthday was always early enough in August that it was okay. And my family also would always go on vacation in August. So I would, in a way, be like excited a little bit. But it was, yeah, it was bittersweet. Like the end of that vacation was really the end of the summer for me. It was like we'd get back, have 3 days before school. And
did you dread school?
Yeah.
Like it was like back to school shopping, like gave you hives.
Oh, yeah. I was like a those like starting to see those commercials like in July and August for
it's back the to opposite stuff. Of a Christmas
like,
commercial.
No, didn't you? You loved back to school.
Yeah, right? I was like, I was the one that was like, "Mommy, take me to Staples today." Oh, I don't know. It's still July. Oh, who cares? And I was just like flying down the aisle, like with one of my feet on the cart, just gliding down the aisles. Wide ruled, college ruled, highlighters, dividers. They're all great, and they're all now. Remember dividers?
Isn't that a weird story that you had where you like went to school with the wrong numbers?
Oh yeah, have I told this on the show before?
I don't know. You told it to me once.
It was so sad. I was like, "This is like the ultimate like son of non-Americans." My parents don't know what rules are for American schools. So they're just like, "We got this class list," and it was like supplies, and it was like, "Come to school with two notebooks." And so my mom just gave me two notebooks, and I was like, "All right, this is third grade, so this is like the first time we ever had to bring notebooks." And I was like, "Wide ruled notebooks or college ruled notebooks?" I'm like, "All right, sure." I come in and like I have like one notebook that has like Marvin the Martian on it, like the spine is at the top, and it's like a 3.5 by 5 index card size. It's like the kind you give to like little kids to like pretend they're playing detective. And the other one is like even smaller than that. It's like a booklet. It's like a book of coupons. It's so small. And it's like, "All right, take out your notebooks." Everyone has their Mead wide ruled standardized notebooks. And I'm just like, "Oh, shit." I just like slide mine into my cubby and be like, "I forgot mine at home."
You didn't even try to bring out the Marvin the Martian.
No, imagine my shock and horror and shame if I brought that out and be like, "This is my notebook, bitches."
Oh my God, that's funny.
I never recovered from that.
Yeah, you carry around a notebook to this day.
Yeah, people still call me Marvin.
Oh my God.
You know what's a good thing is I have some friends that always have a pen on them. I think I'm going to start doing that. It's a convenient thing when it happens.
Yeah, but it's inconvenient when it explodes in your pocket.
Okay, never mind. I'm not going to do that anymore.
Smart. I've got pens like on my around me. I have one. I always keep one in my backpack.
That's good.
I always keep one in that tin box in my room.
Of course, the pen box.
I always keep one in the glove compartment of my car, yeah. Or in the center console of my car.
Yeah,
so you got three pens in my orbit. I know where they are. The backpack's usually the most convenient.
You know what I'd like is a pen holder in a shoe. I'd like my New Balance shoes to have a pen holder. I can slide it in, slide it out. I always got a pen on me because I always got my shoes. If I don't have my shoes, I'm at home. I got my pen at home. If I'm out and about, I got my shoe pen.
You got a shoe pen.
This is me on Shark Tank.
A shoe pen.
Anyway, the shoe pens retail for $295. Oh. Obviously, it's a regular shoe that we do a lot of work on after the fact. I want you guys to buy 5% of the company for $1.6 million.
You know, a fun way to start that is, sharks, do any of you have a pen?
They all do.
Okay. Wait.
Shit.
Give me the pens. All right. Good. Let me ask you again.
Second.
Sharks. Does anyone here have a pen?
No, I do all my writing on my phone.
One other guy still has a second pen.
How the fuck? Where do you keep it?
I have one in my shoe at all times.
Really? So it already exists. My God, I should have researched the marketplace. No, I feel like not so much of an early adopter anymore.
The shoe pen is not a crazy idea.
It isn't the most dumb idea.
I can see it in like the invention convention.
Yeah. The conv invention.
Yeah.
Is that a thing, the invention convention?
You never had it?
No. Oh, is that a high school thing?
No, we had it in third grade.
Oh.
Third and fourth grade, I think. It was the invention convention, and everybody comes up with an invention. We make a prototype.
Uh-huh.
And then you have like the convention. You win. You can go on to the statewide national.
Do you remember what the popular ones from your school were? Anything better than a shoe pen?
I'm trying to think of what the I can only remember mine, and it was really bad.
Mine was a harmonica, but there was a post-it note at the end of it.
My initial one was the beach cart. And it was a wagon that you could bring on the beach because it had like bigger inflatable tires.
A wagon?
Yeah, it was like a kind of like a, you know how wagons have thin wheels that you wouldn't imagine being used on the, you couldn't drag a wagon across the beach.
Yeah, okay.
But then like you could have big inflatable tires that would be easier to move on the beach.
Sure.
So that was my invention. But it had existed.
Sharks, how many of you here have a wagon right now?
Who here is dragging their wagon?
Don't make fun of me yet, because my second invention was even worse. The second invention.
Save your insults.
It was called the bookshelf organizer.
Okay.
And I guess in my mind, I thought a problem that existed in society was if you had a shelf with too many books on it, you couldn't find the titles that you wanted.
Okay.
So this was a bookshelf.
So far, this is somewhat of a problem I can understand.
This thing just had slots. So just sort of imagine a bookshelf.
I'm already there. Then, already way ahead of you ever since you started talking about bookshelves.
Okay, so then there were also these other vertical compartments.
Sort of like dividers in a binder.
Yeah, dividers throughout. But it was on a sliding scale, so you could remove one of the... I think I used like...
It's almost like the...
Sort of like particle board. You could like slide it over and have like all your books...
It's almost like a vertical dresser.
Yeah. Yeah, you could say it was
sliding
like
stuff
that.
Out.
Sliding stuff out. So
vertically
you could,
instead of horizontally.
I think you're giving me too much credit.
I want you to pare it back just a little. Realize how dumb
this was. It
was
really just a divider. It wasn't like a drawer of books.
Oh, so you pulled the divider out?
Yeah, it was just like another little... It was like a sleeve of particle board.
Mm-hmm.
So like you could have three books and then a piece of particle board. And then two books, a piece of particle board.
Right.
Five books, a piece of particle board. But if you wanted to, you could remove the piece of the particle board. So there'd be like eight books in a row.
Right.
Two books.
It's very multifaceted. Yeah, you can have eight books, two, five, literally any number of books.
There was like an unlimited number of slots. So you can move the particle board at your whim. So there was, so sometimes you could have like a small compartment. Sometimes you could have a wide compartment. The bookshelf organizer.
Not really organizer as much as it does just group
separates
the books.
The books.
Yeah. It's a decompartmentalizer.
It didn't win.
It definitely got second place.
It did not win.
No ribbons for you.
Not second place. I don't think I placed.
Yeah. It was a disgrace. It backfired in my face.
And actually my books were all misplaced for sure.
All right. Good. Solid. So that's the break.
That's the break.
That's the ideal break.
Them's the breaks.
Yeah. Them was the break. One last question.
Let's do that.
Even though we're already at the 40-ish minute mark.
And I am delirious. Are you just delirious right now?
Yeah, I'm delirious. We had a full day. A full day that started at noon. all right.
But it's 11.
Yeah, that's true. 11 hours. Also, we need a last name. Or sorry. We need a first name. We need the last first name. Give me a fucking name.
Is it a guy or a girl, dude?
It's a guy.
Mr. Dink.
Nice.
Thank you.
Lamar Bone himself. All right, boys, buckle up. So I'd been dating this girl for 2 years when we went to school and did the long distance thing, Miami, New York. While we were at school, we kind of had a don't ask, don't tell policy. So we both knew that she had gotten with a couple people, but she thought that I hadn't been with anyone. Actually, I had been with 15-ish. We picked up right where we left off during each break, but once summer came around, she decided that things weren't the same and broke up with me. Shortly after the breakup, I left my phone at a mutual friend's house after a party. She ended up with my phone and realized that I had been with other girls at school. She got super pissed that I had lied about those girls. My question is, am I in the wrong? Is there anything I could do to remedy that I apparently hurt her? Also, how long is normal to wait to see a new person once broken up? You know, being respectful and all. Thanks, Mr. Dink.
Mr. Dink, you're a saint. He's a saint, right?
Why is he a saint?
Because he's like still concerned. This is none of it is his problem. None of it's his fault.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's not nice that he slept with 15-ish people and said that he hadn't hooked up with anybody. Although it was their part of their policy.
Right. It was a don't ask, don't tell. So see, why did she ask? And you didn't have to tell.
You viewed him as a saint because this is kind of you.
Well, it's a don't ask, don't tell.
But I think he's just mad that this girl's mad at him. Like, am I in the wrong? Like, why is she pissed at me? I didn't do anything wrong. I'm yelling back at her and she doesn't get it.
So she hooked up with people at school because they had a policy that was don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah.
He did the same thing, but he held up his end of the bargain, which was not to tell.
Right.
Which it sounds like she didn't hold up her end of the bargain. If anything, you should be mad at her.
Yeah, because
for telling.
She asked and told.
She asked and told. She asked, you didn't tell. That's fine. Then she comes home, she breaks up with you. Okay, whatever. She had your she got your phone, went through it, and she's upset with you.
Yeah.
Like, you're not my girlfriend. You're just a stranger who went through my phone, and you can't do that. And fuck, fine. If she's your ex-girlfriend, she can be mad at you. It doesn't matter. Your ex-girlfriends are supposed to be mad at you. They're supposed to hate you. Your ex-girlfriend doesn't even count as a person anymore. Your ex, and I'm not saying because it's a girl. It's like your ex is...
She's a shadow.
They vanish.
She's a shadow on a wall.
To both of you two, you don't exist to her either. You guys shouldn't exist to each other. Poof, wow, you're gone.
That is callous.
Nothing.
Just
nothing.
Zero.
Y'all are ghosts. You understand that? You don't exist. You're invisible. She's dust in the wind. You guys she's don't have a relationship.
So she's not a dead friend. She's just a stranger.
She never existed.
Yeah, so she's dead. Dead implies that you had something that was gone.
Sorry.
Now.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, are you mad at me? You're a phantom.
I don't know you.
Yeah.
It's the equivalent of me walking up to someone in a grocery store, shaking them, and saying, how dare you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like, how dare you? I don't know you.
Who are you? Who are you is what you would say. So she says, you hooked up with 15 girls at school? You say, sorry, do we know each other?
And she says, yes, we dated for 3 years, off and on, remember?
Give me my phone back.
All right, here you go.
That's what you say.
All right, tough love. From Jake to you to her.
What do you say?
Grovel, beg for her forgiveness. She deserves better than that, you monster. You monster man. No, I was going to say, yeah, you got it. You nailed it, which is you don't owe her anything. Because she's, you know.
Jesus Christ.
That's dude. My fart, dude. That's my fart.
Jesus.
She's a fart to you.
Fart in
she's
the wind,
an
dude.
Owner of a broken fart. Is there any... Oh, and then I love the second question. How long is it normal to wait to see a new person once broken up? You know, being respectful and all.
You don't have to respect anybody once you break up.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. You go straight to a next relationship.
That's the best part of breaking up. Their feelings don't have to matter to you anymore. It's fine to respect somebody and like them and not want them to feel hurt, but you don't have to worry. You're free. You're just your own person again.
Yeah. But getting right into another relationship seems not... I mean, I guess it's not disrespectful. I just wouldn't recommend it.
Right. It's not necessarily healthy. I don't think you'd have fun doing that, but...
Hey, what do we know?
I mean, it is... It's weird to be like... I just got out of a relationship. When you break up with somebody, don't you feel like you've been out of a relationship for a long time anyway?
Oh, because in your brain, it's already been over for a while?
Yeah.
Especially this whole long distance, don't ask, don't tell. I'm surprised that thing didn't succeed. That's usually a solid foundation of which to build any trusting relationship.
But like, by the time you break up with somebody, I'm so over that person that...
Well, you've never been broken up with. It's never blindsided you.
Right. Have you been dumped?
No, God, no. I mean, I would never be dumped.
Right.
I've never been in a relationship where I thought things were going great and then they just ended abruptly. But you've been in the other side of that, maybe.
The person I'm with thinks things are going great.
I still like you. Why is this happening?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
But what would you know? You don't have any ex-girlfriends. You just have ghosts.
Just, dude. R.I.P. R.I.P. We just killed the club.
All right.
R.I.P. R.I.P.
R.I.P. Rest in pussy.
That's right.
Cool.
Tochi.
Thanks, guys, for emailing us in. That email address, if you have your own problemos, is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. The G stands for Google. We never actually specified that.
Y'all don't know that, huh?
Yeah.
Google owns Gmail.
Uh-huh.
They're taking over the fucking internet.
So
dude.
You could, even if you do searches, that's the same shit. Yeah. It's all part of the G.
Google, Gmail, Chrome.
Yeah, that's all Google.
Yeah.
And even I swear like, they make bank.
Dude, if you have an Apple iPhone, then that's Google too.
No, that's Apple. But like a lot of Google searches, it's cash for them.
Dude, I know.
Google is free, but they have cash.
You get money for searching Google, and let me tell you,
you don't get money. They get money.
If you don't think that
you're not agreeing with the right parts of my sentences,
I am. I totally
not.
If you don't think that Google, Apple,
no,
Apple, and Disney are all the same fucking company.
They're not the same company.
They're all Clear Channel. I swear. All right, they really are.
Company.
All right. Verizon, this is what I'm going to tell you right now.
I know.
And this is a lesson for everyone to learn.
Okay.
Okay?
I feel like you're stealing my actual lesson.
The entire world is owned by six people.
Oh, my God. All right?
Rupert Murdoch. Bill Gates. Warren Buffett. Barack Hussein Obama, by the way.
Name.
And the rest, what am I at, four?
Yeah.
Okay, five is the Jews.
What?
Yeah.
So your fifth person is every Jew?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Les Moonves, six. And
that's it. You said six.
Seven.
You said six people.
All right.
And then you named five people, and then 2 million people, and then one more person. Exactly. Who may or may not be Jewish himself.
Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah. Anyway, Google's stealing your cash. You heard it here third. We open and close every episode with new theme song, custom theme songs made to us by our talented fans. That first one was from Aria at musicbutt.com. And this last one is from Grant Musser. See you next week, y'all.
If you're at a party, and long story short, even your bellies don't find it funny, if a dodo's making you look bad, I could have been such a sense to ask DJ Shmoo and the Pinch, yeah.
Loveline is no longer limited to the coast-to-coast radio model.
That's true, Dr. Drew. We are now global and on demand.
Go to podcastone.com where you can download full shows right to your computer or phone and take us with you on your commute or even to work or to the gym, grocery shop, wherever you're going. Take it, download it.
The same old Loveline show that airs nightly on the radio near you. They're all now available whenever and wherever you want.
The free Loveline podcast only from Podcast One at podcastone.com.
Yeah.